In Hebrews 10, we're told to promote love and good works. For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
If you pour yourself out for the hungry, the Lord will satisfy your needs and will make you like a watered garden whose springs fail not. So instead of praying for my needs and being completely wrapped up in myself, God will, by His power, give me strength to give away. But I have to be willing to accept it. I have to be willing to reach out. I have a friend whose husband was the pastor of one church for 18 years, and it turned out that for the last four of those years, he'd been carrying on an affair with the woman who was in charge of the women's meeting, with the women's work in that church. Of course, my friend, the wife of this pastor, was the last to know about it. Everybody else in the church knew what was going on. And, of course, he left his wife and cleaned out the bank account, was fired from the church, moved in with the mistress, and I don't know what's happened since then. But I tried to be there for her. She came and cried on my shoulder many a time. But one day, after about a year had gone by, she called me, and she was in tears again. I said, well, how's it going? What's happening? And she said, Elizabeth, the people in the church have abandoned me. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, they're just not doing all the things they used to do for me. They were so wonderful when he left. And I said, Susie, that's not her name. I said, Susie, you're expecting way too much of the people in the church. They were wonderful to you. They provided you a place to live. They found you a job. They gave you food. They helped your children. I said, they've got plenty of problems of their own. It's time for you to start operating on Isaiah 58:10. Well, of course, her immediate reply, not knowing what Isaiah 58:10 said, she said, but how can I do something for somebody else when I'm such a state myself? I said, you'll find out. You'll find out. I don't know any therapy like it. Think how much simpler our lives would be if we would trust and obey. But we've got to start with a steadfast heart. Lord, You are in charge of my life. You are in charge of all the circumstances in my life. And I am going to trust You. And I am going to obey You. And I am going to praise You. And don't waffle on that, as the British say. Don't wobble. Don't change your mind. You make a decision, you stick with the decision. And that has been a principle of my life. Be careful, be prayerful in making a decision. But once the Lord has given you the guidance that you believe answers your question, then you move on that. You move in that direction. I'm greatly comforted by the verse in Isaiah that says, thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, if you turn to the right hand and if you turn to the left. And so many times in what seemed to me like very difficult decisions, I've said to the Lord, Lord, this is what looks to me like the way You want me to go. This seems like the right road. So I am going to move in this direction, Lord, but You're my shepherd, and I'm going to trust You, if I'm making a mistake, to speak that voice, that word behind me, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And He has done that for me again and again. These are principles which are in my book called The Guidance of God. But, of course, they all come out of this same book right here. Psalm 119, 165 says, peace is the reward of those who love thy law. And you are not going to find peace of the sort that the world can never give unless you learn to love God's law. And again, that means obedience. What do you want most in life? How are you going to get it? What will it cost you? It's going to cost you the laying down of your life. That is what the cross means. And one of the questions that Amy Carmichael would ask a prospective recruit who was considering working with her in the Donor Work Fellowship was, is it the cross that attracts you? does hardness draw or repel you? Incisive questions. I've seen some of these elaborate computer printouts that poor missionaries have to go through and fill out before they can even be considered for modern mission boards. And I look at those and I think, I never would have made it, never in a million years would I have ever passed that kind of an examination. But the simple 25 questions that Amy Carmichael had to ask went much deeper, right down to the very heart of things. Is it the cross that attracts you? Does the thought of hardness draw or repel you? What is your answer? It is a simplifier. Life will be infinitely simpler if you've only got one aim: thy will, not mine. I give up my right to myself. I take up the cross. I say what Mary said, yes, Lord. And whatever I don't understand and can't change, again, I lift up my hands and I say, yes, Lord. And let me suggest that you practice lifting up your heart many, many times a day. And how do you do that? Well, just say, Lord, I lift up my heart. Just a thought, an instant flight up instead of down or horizontally toward this impossible person that you're going to have to face. Lord, I lift up my heart. Many times a day, the Lord can give you his peace, and he expects us to receive it from him. He expects us to accept his word, his power, and his peace. And in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, we read, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do the next thing. Like a low inspiration, the quiet words ring. Do the next thing. Time, opportunity, guidance are given. Do the next thing. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you give up your right to yourself, and you take up the cross and follow me. Let's never get away from those simple conditions. We understand them. Give up your right to yourself. I think one of the questions that I might not have gotten around to answering yesterday was how, give us practical ways, or maybe I was a little facetious, that's probably what I did, when somebody said, give us practical ways of submitting to your husband, and I guess I said, well, do what he says, or something like that, which was rather blunt, but let me elaborate a little bit. I can think of no more likely area in which we're going to have to learn this lesson, we married women, than relinquishing a preference. I would like to go out for dinner, or I would like to go to that restaurant instead of this one, or I would like to see that video or that movie rather than this one. Just don't have any discussion. Just, sure, of course. Give up your right to yourself. There's all sorts of tiny little ways in which it just simplifies life tremendously. And my sister-in-law, who married, shall I say, my favorite brother, they had a long honeymoon by car in Europe. And my brother is worse than I am when it comes to assuming that everything's going to go wrong. And he just does not believe maps. And his wife was a good map reader. So she's sitting there telling him, this is the road you're supposed to take. And he would go the other direction and ask four or five different people, and of course eventually come back. But she said, for the first few days, it was just awful. She said, because I was insisting that I knew where it was supposed to be. And she said, I finally realized that the simple way is just to go ahead and get lost. It was much simpler to get lost. In other words, she submitted to his foolishness. And it wasn't disastrous in the end. The Lord is asking us every day, in small ways, in middle-sized ways, in big ways, take up the cross. The cross means the will of God crosses the will of man. Somebody has to die. Think of the agonies that you will evade. The power of Christ, the peace of Christ, utterly different from anything that the world can offer. May God give us the grace to receive what he wants to give us this morning and to take it home with us. May there be a difference in every home, and that's always my heart's prayer, that there will be something different in the life of each individual who's been here for these few days. Whatever it is, may God give us the grace to act on that decision, to love him, to trust him, and to praise him.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.